Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and welcome to Telling Future Generations. It has been said that in this uncertain and changing world, what could be more certain than the unchanging, sure Word of God? In response to this coronavirus upheaval and stay-at-home and shelter orders in place, CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, has been hard at work to put resources and ministry tools in the hands of parents and churches and to the children directly to help point them to God and His Word and ultimately to faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are so many of these new children's ministry resources, it's almost overwhelming to me. So I've asked Joe Hostetler, who is my assistant and co-worker for many, many years, to come and share with us today about all these variety of COVID-19 CEF new resources. So, Jill, thanks for being with us here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to share all these resources with you.
Well, you've been on top of it, so you've been letting me know when all these new resources come out. So I have a whole list of these in front of me, but let's start with the very first one that was actually developed for crisis situations that CEF came up with years ago that's called Do You Wonder Why? So can you tell us about that?
Sure. So this booklet was really designed to help in times of crisis, and it really answers the question of why bad things happen in the world. So, you know, whether it's natural disasters or something like the coronavirus, this is really applicable no matter what. And it's fantastic for children. It shares the gospel with them. So it's filled with hope in the midst of hard times. And so they have this available as a PDF electronic booklet. So you can view it online, you can download it, print it off. You can, there's also a video, an 8-minute video that shares the same content. And so that can be shared maybe through social media or shared with friends and family. So these are tools, and CEF has designed, as we go through these resources, each and every one of these resources, they want us to share it. They want us to get this out to other people and be an encouragement to them. So they've made it as available as possible. And one thing that we're doing with the Do You Wonder Why booklets, because this is an actual physical booklet that CEF produces, is we are getting physical copies of this booklet in our office, and we would love to get that out into the hands of our listeners and, you know, churches. And so as you think about children that are impacted, which is, you know, all of them really, but as you think about as churches start to open back up and we're actually, you know, able to hand these booklets to them, we would love to be a resource for you. So you can contact our office, CEF of Illinois. And our phone number is 309-688-9699. Our website is cefofillinois.com. And so you can just reach out to us, let us know how many booklets you would like. We'd love to set those aside for you and get those to you as soon as we can.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, Jill, because I have talked about that, and I wholeheartedly agree that that's what we want to do. And I know some people remember when the F4 tornado hit, you know, some years ago, even in central Illinois, in the Washington, Illinois area. We distributed these Do You Wonder Why booklets, and we distributed 15,000 of these booklets at the time. So it can be not only for your children, but also think about the children in your church, but also children in your community. I mean, just think as large as net as possible that you want to just to reach to children, to help them, to point them during this time when they're asking questions, to point them to Jesus. But there's also a new booklet, a brand new one, and I actually haven't got a chance to really look at it that much, but I know you have. It's called The Greatest Doctor. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, this is a new gospel booklet. Again, it's available for PDF or to view online, so you can download that as well. And so it just talks about, you know, this coronavirus is a huge problem, but, you know, we have an even bigger problem, and the solution can only be found through Jesus Christ. And so the booklet just points to the gospel, and it's just fantastic for kids. It's on their level, and I think it'll be a blessing to those who use it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I was thinking, we don't know. I mean, it just keeps changing. It's like the dominoes keep falling. But if and when churches do open back up, and I don't know. I mean, if we're able to have vacation Bible schools, I'm not sure what that looks like. But these two resources in particular would be great. We would love to put these in the hands of your congregation, of your community, your parents. And this would be great to give to the children when that time happens, that the children can come back to the churches and so forth. But there is also many other resources that CEF has also come out with, brand new stuff, especially that's online with videos. Can you tell us about that? Like, when churches aren't happening, how can children hear God's word being taught to them? How does CEF help with that?
Yeah, so CEF has had a YouTube channel. It's called Unite. And so this has been around even before this COVID-19 crisis. But it is filled with verse songs, missionary stories, Bible lessons. And so it's a great resource. It's a safe site for kids to go to and watch these. And my kids enjoy them as well, listening to scripture memory verses through song. And so it's really great. And they also, one of the features on there is called Good News TV, and it's a 30-minute online good news club. They have a new episode each week. It has songs, Bible lessons, a missionary story, and games. And so it's really fun. It's fast-paced, but it's really great teaching for the children. Always shares the gospel. Has some saved truths in there as well for the saved children. And so I think it's a great gospel tool, but it's also a great discipleship tool as well.
And just to be clear, it's not like a certain time that they have to go on, like an online thing. I mean, those videos are just uploaded. So can you give us the website that people would go to, we'll give this several times, but what's website a person would go to if they want to download some of those Good News TV for their children to watch, maybe even for Sunday school?
So if you're looking in YouTube and you're searching Unite, I would just make sure to put, it's the letter U and then N-I-T-E, Unite. But I would also put in CEF in the search, and then it'll come up with the right one. There's a lot of different channels called Unite. So you would want to make sure to put CEF in there. But you can always go to CEF USA's website, which is cefonline.com/COVID-19. All of these resources we're talking about, there are links there if you just want to get straight to what you're looking for. That's a great resource, as well as our website, cefofillinois.com. That's another great way to get to those resources.
Okay, so much. And you know what? We also have creative staff here in Illinois, and one of those in particular, of course yourself, but also our camp director for Camp Good News. And, you know, I'm just sad because we did have to cancel camp this summer. We just didn't see any way that we can open up. But Chris Killell, our camp director, he's trying to find all kinds of creative ways. So he's doing some different things. So can you tell us what is still happening, what ministry is happening at Camp Good News? It may not be on site, but it's through the electronic world.
Sure. So Chris has started virtual camp, and this is online activities. Many of them are done through Zoom. So if you're familiar with that platform, I think a lot of people are right now with the way that they're doing meetings. So it's called Camp 2.0, and at 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, on either all days, or he lists a schedule on his website, you can see what activities for what day. And so you can go on there, hop on there, and some are just like craft time with Carrie. Some are interactive games, like an escape room. And so they have so many different like team building activities, STEM activities. So there are many different things that you can look and hop on there and see. And so he also does with Instagram and Facebook. They are have iSpy on there. There's a little pine comb hedgehog, and it's hidden somewhere different each day in Camp Good News. And so you have to try to figure out. Yeah. So that's really fun for the campers, as they think, oh, I know where that is. I've seen that. So they can be in part of that. There's also a coloring contest. So he has just a lot of different fun things that the kids can be involved in.
That's great. That's amazing. I know my boys they're sick of e-learning right now. And so if they can take a break like this, but it'd actually be a good break and not just Netflix or something like that, but that, again, that points them to God and God's word, that there is hope because we know that our God is in control. But again, there's still even more things. I mean, it's like every week, maybe even every other day, CF is keep coming out with more things. So there's three more new things that they have come out. So share with us about the new radio program they have for children and these daily devotionals called Stuck at Home. And then there's even another one that I don't even remember the name right now. So
yeah. So Good News Radio is just every week they have a new episode and they're Bible stories. It's really about 10 to 11 minutes each episode. And they're just another great way to just get God's word into the children. And so that is something that's available. I think that's even through Spotify. If you search that, Good News Radio, that will come up. You can sign your children up or friends or family you know for Stuck at Home Daily Devotional. So you sign up and you receive every day through the email a different daily devotional. It is taken from our devotionals that we have. They've just put them kind of in an online format, an email format. And so you can utilize those. And the other resource that is just new, I was just looking on the website right before we came here, is Stop the Spread. And this is a little PDF booklet about how to combat fear with Scripture. So if you have children that are dealing with Scripture, then you can, you know, talk to them and give them resources and encourage them through that booklet.
And fear is real. I mean, it affects everyone differently and affects the children. And a lot of times they say that children have fear, but they just may not be verbalizing it. They may be kind of keeping it close, in their heart and so forth like that. And we may not even realize what's going on. So these are great verses. But I mean, how much more even for us? You know, be still and know that I am God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, there's some other resources, and two other ones are tried and true, are our own CEF of Illinois, Truth Chasers Club, which is a mailbox correspondence course that children can go to. So if they want to go to our website, cefofillinois.com, and there's /TC for Truth Chasers. They can just go in there and they can sign their children up, and we'll send them Bible correspondence courses, actual physical, not electronic, but real lessons back and forth through the mail. And there's also a Wonder Fun activity booklet that parents can download, and they can just use that as an activity book for the children. So there's some tried and true ones that we have so much. So give us that website again where parents can go to for all these radio and TV and electronic downloads and videos. Where's all this? Where can they find all this?
Yeah, so they can go to cefonline.com/COVID-19. And they can also go to our website, cefofillinois.com.
Now, why are we doing all this? We're doing this because we love the Lord. We love the children. And Child Evangelism Fellowship, for all the 84 years that we've been a ministry worldwide, that even started here in Illinois, then spread throughout the world and throughout all of our country and here in the United States, is we are here because we want to be a blessing to God's people. We want to be a blessing to the local church and to parents, especially during this time, and to keep pointing them to God and His Word. Because in this uncertain and changing world, what could be more certain than the unchanging, sure Word of God? And that's what this ministry is all about. Even if we can't be face to face with children, which, you know, breaks our heart, but we also want to be a blessing in any way we can, because we realize that ultimately, Deuteronomy 6, it's the parents' responsibility first and on that front line to minister to the children. We just want to get these resources to the families for such a time as this. Thanks again for listening and telling future generations. And Jill, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.